Beis and Beis by the Mishnah. Kamahu Shiurai. So when you're putting down a Rubit Chumen, so it's different than putting down a Rubit Chatzeris. Each individual person, we have to put a correspondent each person who's there. Mosin Shtei Sudas, L'chol Echad V'Echad. We have to put down the equivalent of Mosin Shtei Sudas for each individual person. So this is his place for Shabbos. This is, he has moved food for two meals there for him. Whereas the idea of Rubik HaTzeris is what we're going to put Mosin Shtei Sudas for a whole group. Because the whole idea is the group becomes one, over each individual person is making really his own Rubik Tchumen. You know, one person not connected to the other at all. So, Mezonah L'chol below the Shabbos, Dibur Meir. So, Meir is Mekel, and he says that since on weekdays you eat a smaller amount, the amount which a person would eat for a weekday meal is sufficient to be conveyed. That's also called a meal. Dibur Meir. Behuda Omer L'Shabbos below the L'chol. Bezevizem Iskavim L'Hokr. Behuda says no. In general, since on Shabbos you eat three meals, and they used to eat only two meals a day. So on Shabbos, you have three meals. Each meal, you eat a little bit less. So each one, it's a personalized amount based on what the person would normally eat. Comes along, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broichan, so he gives a standardized amount. And his standardized amount is like this. Mikikir bepundiyon, midalat soyin besela. So, a loaf of bread, which you can buy for a coin called a pundiyon, when the price of four saws worth of wheat is a sela. The Rashi makes the calculation for us that there's six and more in a dinner, and there's two pundiyon and a more. There are four dinner and a salad. So there's 12. If there's two pundiyon in a more, and there's six in a dinner, so it means there's 12 pundiyon in a dinner, and there's four dinner, it's 140. So pundiyon is 1/48 of a salad. So you're buying four saw for a salad. So 1/48 of a saw is the size of the loaf. So how big is that? So you're getting four saw for a sela. So that's the 48 divided by 4 is 12. There's six kav in a saw. So that's now a kav would be 1/24. So half of a kav is 1/48. So a loaf, which is the size of a half of a kav, that's the shear. In volume, it's about 64 ounces. But, right, but volume, right? So that. So that's Mosin Shtei Sudas. So it means each Suda is a half of that. So if I tell you what the share of a Suda is, the share of a Suda is half of that loaf.
Each Suda is that volume of 32
ounces. Right. Now the Mor is going to actually change his calculation. The Mor says that we're not taking into consideration. This is the Mor's assumption, how to understand the Mishnah, because that's the math. He says, but you know, we're talking about when he's selling it, we're talking about the person who's buying it to sell, the baker. So obviously he's going to make a profit. Based on that calculation, he bought X amount of flour and he sold it out exactly by the same price that he bought it. That's not correct. So there's going to be, one more question, is the change, how much is the profit margin? Is it a third or a half, what is it? So that's the Mor's discussion. But right now, that would be the math, simple math. Right, we do by volume.
Crush it down to get, so you're not measuring air.
Right. Well, that's not correct. The small air spaces are calculated into the size. Large, if you have a large air bubble, not anyway, you have a problem if you have a large air bubble, but you know, you calculate a kazayas for bread for, let's say, the first night of sukkahs. Right? So a large air bubble you don't count, but the small air pockets are counted part of the volume. Okay. Shimon Omer. There are four kebayim in a lug. There are six kebayim in a lug. So lug is 16 ounces. So divide that by six, and a kazayis is a half of that. There's 12 kazayim in 16 ounces. So it gives you about 1.5. So, I mean, again, this is all. I'm calculating a revius at 4 ounces for this purpose. If you learn revius is 3.3, so then all these numbers would be off. But it's right. Saying revius, the calculation of revius runs somewhere between 2.9, 3.3, 4.4, 5. So I put it at 4 for these numbers I'm giving you are based on at a four ounce revius. Okay. At this calculation right now, yeah, we're going to see that we're wrong. But okay, now Rav Shimon comes along and says it's a little bit less than that. Rav Shimon says, "Shtei yadis l'kikar, mishalosh l'kav." It's if you take a kav, make three loaves out of it, and then you take 2/3 of a loaf, so that's a share of two shtei sudas. Which means each meal would be one ninth of a kav. Right? As opposed to having before that each meal was a quarter of a kav, he has it as 1/9. Again, that's based on our understanding right now. Okay. Chetzia the Beis HaManuga. So this, if the loaf which we said is the size of the area, which is two meals, so half of that will be the amount which is referred to in Chazal as pras, Kedechilas pras. So if the loaf is two meals worth. So a pras, which means a part of something, which means half, for our purposes. So the Kedechilas pras is the amount that it takes to eat a meal. Right? So that's going to be half of that loaf. That loaf being the loaf that we're using as our calculation for a suda, for two sudas, for the sheer Erev. So half of that is the sheer of the Beis HaManuga. So what's the Beis HaManuga? So Chazal say, Darshan Beis HaManuga Psukim, if a person goes into a bias Beis HaManuga, a house which has Saras on it, so the loaf is he becomes Tummy immediately. His clothing that he's wearing does not become Tummy. He stays in the house, the time it takes to eat a meal, then the clothes become tummy also. So that shear is called Kedechilas Pras. Right? So here's where you have, if you ask you where you find Kedechilas Pras in Shas, it's in Masechta Zeirav in the 8th parak. V'chatzi chetzio is Lifshalas Gviya. A half of a half, which means a half of one meal's worth, is the shear of Chazal, of Tum, of food which is tamei, which was our masakin, that a person who eats Arklan Tam, we had him set the Shabbos, and one of the Yushka's Dover is a Chazal or Geyser. If a person eats food which is tamei, cannot be matama person, except for the veil or something which is an avatuma. But food, regular food which became tamei in the tuma chain, it's always by definition, at least at best, a rishon. An av touch, it becomes a rishon. A person cannot be matama tuma from a rishon. But if a person eats ochel, which is tame, the size of a chatzi pras, so he becomes tame also. Okay, Zok Rashi, it's coming with halakhos. So we said in the beginning of the Mishnah that both Remeir and Rabbi Huda are trying to be makel on the amount you need for the meal, for your Eruv. Remeir is sober, b'Shabbos ochel inish tfei. People eat more on Shabbos. Mishum de bosim tavshile, because food tastes better. Rami Inchi Ravka the Psima Shrich, like the Mor is going to say, we had a Gemara back in Megillah. The Mor says there's room for something which is sweet. Something which tastes good, there's room for that. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Kiman the Beshabbos Soyin Shalos Sudas, and Oichel Harbi Bechol Suda. But at the same time, that's true. But in the logical thought process, a person would eat less per meal because there are three meals as opposed to two.
So, now, how can we don't have mazon the three suitors? That's not a shikha.
Well, everybody agrees that the shir is mazon shtei suitors.
Yeah, but it's Shabbos.
Right, but I guess since normally the amount that a person eats is shtei suitors. So that would be, if you want to say Mokum Pita Gurim, that the person is, that the person has das to be, that should be his Mokum. So once he has what he normally considers a food, that would be his das is to be in that Mokum.
Yeah, but you look at, let's take your mayor, okay, and he's looking at it from a vantage point of Shabbos. Right, in the sense of having large meals.
Right, so he's saying therefore a weekday meal would be enough. Right, so Meir says, but Meir says therefore you look at Muslim and go, two weekday was worth of meals.
Yeah, but it seems like there's an inconsistency, right? In other words, you're looking at from the amount per meal. It's Shabbos is
Goring,
but the number of meals, it's
Chol
is Goring.
Well, Rameir says, right? Rameir says that on Shabbos you eat more because it tastes very good, so that two meals of Shabbos worth would be larger than two meals of weekday worth. So you go with weekday meals, according to Rameir. Mesen Lachol below the Shabbos. Yehuda says the Shabbos is lachol, so Yehuda is more of a chiddush. Yehuda says, you say two meals worth, but two meals of the Shabbos meals, which since there's three, each one you eat less in. So if you're looking at Shabbos, so then look at three. But that idea that in the person's mind, two meals worth is a day's worth. So that's enough to say Malkum Pita Garden. But Yehuda is the bigger chiddush than right. So Rashi has the answer to the mitzvah of the kikur halakuach. We just have the mission of kikur bepundiyah medal soim besela without having the whole the more assumes that it's referring like that. So Rashi used to have the answer to the mission. Shahash is there are the other places where it comes up where it has it explicit, right? I think the Mishnah Kalim has it explicit over there. So Hashas Chodai to Chatzi Kav. Right now, the Mor is assuming that it's going to be a half of a Kav. Habishtei Sudas, that's two meals. Ketzad Vav Mos the dinner. There are six more on a dinner. More Shtei Pundiyonim and more is two Pundiyon. So there's Nimsa. Dinner is Yud Beis Pundiyonim. A dinner is 12 Pundiyon, and it's a Sela. Sela is for dinner. Nimsa Sela is Memches Pundiyonim. Vesaw is Wolf Kabin. There are six Kav in a saw. And he says we're buying four saw for a for a seller. So four saw is the Dalit saw and is Chof Dalit Kavin. Four times six is 24. But this is a Pundiyon is 1/48. So if they're selling at that price, for a pundiyon, you'd only get a half of a kav. Rememches chatzoi kavin. So if you divide this into 48 parts, it would be 48 halves, half kav. So chatzi kav the pundiyon. Mishirim Ramayit Mishir, but Omer Teisha Sudas Yesh Lekav. There are nine meals in a kav. So if you divide a kav into three loaves, V'day L'Erev B'beiz Yodah Shal Kikar Shal Gimel L'Kikaris Lekav. So it's two-thirds of a third, which means two-ninths. It says Kikar Shlema, Ashlema Shlish is a kav. Each kikar is a third of a kav. V'beiz Yodah Seah Habishtei Sudas. And two parts of, two out of two-thirds is two meals worth. So each meal is a third, is a third of a third. There seems one-ninth. Chetz the Beis HaMenugah. Now, even if Shimon agrees that the law, that we're being made L'Gabi Hilchus in Rubi Tchumen, but L'Gabi did a pras, you take look at the loaf and you divide it into two, not into three. So the loaf is a third of a third of a kav, and a pras is a half of that, so it's 1/6 of a kav. The card of Shimon. Stomahi, Bachakamar. Chatzi kikar hashlema shashira ba esa eruv. The thing takes out the vav. Bain lamar, bain lamar. That, yeah? Okay. So the half of that loaf, which you've been using to calculate the eruv, whether it's Shimon or Birchim and Baroika, that's the amount, the shahiyas by samanuga, the time of begotim, and by the time of begotim. Hanichlis Tomei is miyat. The person walks into the base of his tummy immediately receive. Of all the bias, yitmo. Abakivus got him loy number boy sheisha kere achila. That the begotim also become tummy need tefila. Only because there's enough time to be able to eat. The receiver, achiva bias shechabes is begadov. And mukimina lo b'teres kadav. It doesn't mean he's actually eating there. It means l'shoya kadei suri. He's there the time it takes to eat a meal. Even though he doesn't eat. Chatzi kikar zu, havikrei achila. That's the amount of a meal. Avogav the Shimon linyan eruvin. Havikrei kikar gimel sudas. We said that the loaf has three meals worth. Hasim hu de b'shir iru ho eruv niskav del kulam nahakel. We're makel, that's enough. Avashir suda kimel rabbanan haki. That's the amount which Chazal have a masar. That's the amount. You have to say that the half of this loaf's worth. This is the pras which is used throughout Shas. Achilas pras. This is what it's referring to. That's what it's referring to as a pras. It's a piece. It's the half of that loaf. And a half of that is lifted to Gavir. It's one of the Yurches Dover. So the Chazar Masakin, that if a person eats it, so he becomes Nipsal, that he cannot eat Truma himself. It's not the rice, it's only Mirabonon. Because Minaraisa Oichel kept him a time of person. Rabbanu goes to the Shoichel Yipasal, but Shuma Achi Yitzvul. It's Minarabanu Chazam of Masakin. So he goes to the Mikvah. Achi Shkid Omer Perik Basa the Yuma. Hanach the Tumas Kivia, the Tuma of the body becoming tummy through this process. They'll have the rice. That's not the rice. Okay. So the more Vakama. So Vakama wasn't Shte Sudas. So the more he asks, and Rameir Behuda. So, can you give us an idea of what type of amount we're talking about? Because they leave it as a very nebulous amount of calculation. It said the meals for weekdays, Shabbos. So, Mark gives two explanations based on what was common in their day. Doesn't talk to us. Marav Tarti Rifta Ikaraisia. So, the farmer when he goes out to the field. He takes with him the food to eat. So he says two of the loaves that they would take with them. Okay? So they probably had a standardized size loaf they used to make, which we know what it is. Rabbi Abam or Tarti Rifti of Nahar Papisa. Two two loaves, the bread they make in a city called Nahar Papisa. Okay, Amar the Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, the Rav Yosef raid the Gisha should be Rabba, I think. So Rav Yosef asked the son of Rabba, Avucha Keman Sirile. So who'd your father pass him like? He says he passed him like Kremer Sirile. So he said back, I don't know my Kremer Sirile, also held it passing like Kremer. The Kremer Yehuda, Kasha, hold on my inshi, Ravcha the Basima Shchicha. Yehuda's thought process was that you eat less on Shabbos, but there's always more room for something which is Basim. It's very tempting to make the argument an argument of Seichel versus the goof. The Seichel says, I have three meals, why should I eat so much as a Shabbos? The goof says, it's good food, let's eat. See, Rashi?
I will just tell you from personal experience, it's that third meal where you're going to eat less.
You only wake up by the third meal. And I always tell these people, they can't deal with a three-day Yom Tov because they eat too much. I said, so if you don't see the Yom Tov, so don't eat so much for each meal. I said, no, I can't control myself. I said, don't blame the Yom Tov, blame you. It's not, three-day Yom Tov is so hard. It's not so hard. You got a problem. Don't blame the Yom Tov. You know you're going to have six big meals. So don't eat so much. The Kabbalah Meir Behuda Kaboy, Sagrashi. What type of loaves are they, what were they talking about? So Rifta Ikaraisa, Shanoisim Ikaram Imahem the Soda. The Ikar, when he goes out to the Soda, takes it with him. Ikaram are manhige shwarm, the people which would direct the plow, the animals as they plow through the fields. So Rashi says that the word Ikar, which is used to mean a farmer, means a very specific type of job in the farming process. Nahar Papaisa Humakam, it's called Nahar Papa. Who's he hold like? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir. So we pass them like them, that we calculate per person. So if a person is trying to figure out, he's making his own Erev, he knows what he normally eats for a meal, right? So what should he put? He says, I hold like Meir, the Rabbi Yehuda, kashuli, hold on, Rinchi, Ravka, the Bsimash Kikha, Klammer, Hameim, Misrachvim, the Lifnes Mokam, the Deborah Hamosik. The body seems to make more room for something which is sweet. Okay. Something more.
Don't we have
a ball?
Yeah.
We generally call those we pass on Rabbi Yehuda. But it wasn't binding on the Meroyim. They could pass whatever they wanted. We have a Stam Klal that you pass like Rabbi Yehuda. We had it before. It was Lama was. So the Mora The Brisa says that Rabbi Yechim Baroika and Rabbi Shimon's calculations are fairly close. The Mora says, what do you mean? Midami. What's the comparison? According to Yehuda, the loaf is a half of a kav. You get two meals per loaf. Right? So it means you get four meals in a kav. So he has three loaves in the kav, and a meal is one third of a loaf. So he gets nine meals in a kav. That's quite a difference. So Amar Mechista, Semehen Shlish Lechenvoni. So we're talking about the one that he buys from the baker. So he's gonna calculate his expenses of his wood and profit, etc. Whatever he's gonna calculate in, so he's gonna raise it a shlish. So he didn't say your assumption based on your calculation that we're talking about a loaf was a chatzi kav, and there's two meals in the loaf is wrong. It's really he really ups the price a third. So So he would sell tooth. He would take if the cost was a punin for half a kav, so he'll sell two thirds of that for a punin, and he'll gain a third. Right? So for a punin, you're going to get two thirds of a chatzi kav. So, which means each meal is one third of a chatzi kav. So it's one third of a half, it's one sixth. So the Mora says, it doesn't help. Lamar tisha, lamar shis. One's one ninth and one's one sixth, which is still off. The Mora says, elakidus rukhista. Rukhista said something else also. The Mora says, mehen mechsel chedvani. So he ups the price, not a third, but a half. So if he buys, if his cost to buy the flour was a pundian bought him a half a kav, he's going to sell you a quarter of a kav for a pundian. And each meal, that's two meals, so that's one eighth. Each meal is one eighth of a kav. And Mora says, okay, Bakati Lamar Tisha Lamar Tamni, they're not exactly the same. One's one ninth and one's one eighth. And Mora says, Hanan Kamri, the Kamri, that's what the Bryson says, Rukarvim de Ram Lios Shavin. They're close to each other, not exactly the same. So that's what the Bryson, used that language. So Mora says, Kasha de Rukhista de Rukhista. So is the Chedvani's margin of profits, he raises it a third, he raises it a half. So which one is it? Tzivi is wood. So if the balabais comes to have it baked, pays for the wood, so then Chabani just raises the cost of the loaf compared to the cost of the wheat, a third, to pay for his profit. But if it's the balabais is not contributing the wood, so he has expenses of paying for the wood himself, so it raises the price they have. Tzik Rashi, Divrayin, three lines on the bottom. Divrayin and Broika Reb Shimon, and they're fairly close. Tzimen Chishe Chavon. Divrayin and Broika Lo Hisker Chatzi Kav Shishir Lacha. Chatzi Kav. He didn't say Chatzi Kav. Shishir Lacha. Ela Bishishir Lacha. Ela Kiker Kuchman Chavon Pipundian. He says what you buy from the baker from the store for a pundian. Now, but he counted the best in what's the going price of wheat in the market. If he buys wheat for a chatzi kav's worth of wheat for a pundian, he's going to gain a third. So he would sell a pundian. A loaf which is two thirds of that for pundian, and that thing which is two thirds of a half a kav, they're two meals. Right, we call it two sixths, right? Two thirds of a half a kav, right? It's two sixths is two meals. So one and a half a kav, there are three meals. Tzivi is eitzim lefus to bake with. In that situation, if the balabais contributes the woods, then he raises his price only a third. Okay. It's Thursday, right?